This Cheshvan, we're holding in Siman Vav Alocha Dalet. This is Le'ili Nishmas Rachel Bas Shmuel Alevi Shuster, our first dedication. Okay, we're starting with the Halacha Dalet Zihirus when it comes to Abracha Levatala and She'ena Tzricha. That means, besides the fact that yesterday we learned how careful a person has to be when it comes to using Hashem's name, but then there's a concern of saying simply a bracha levatal, where a bracha is being said in vain, or a she'ena tzicha, which means I don't really need to make the bracha. For example, if a person has what's called an ikka natafel, I don't need to make a bracha and I do anyway, or I bench and then immediately eat, which could be a very big question. All these cases is a concern of a bracha levatal, which is lo sisa es Hashem 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 elokecha l'shav, which is one of the Ten Commandments. So how do we fix the problem? If someone said in Hashem's name in vain, there is a way of fixing it by saying, and maybe one day we'll be mamik exactly what the pshat is. But the simple pshat is we disrespected Hashem's name, so therefore we ask that it should be extended. The covet of Hashem should be empowered. That is the pasha pshat. Now, when it comes to a person saying, and they didn't say anymore, they could still fix it by saying Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim. If they said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei, but didn't say Elokeinu, you could still fix it by finishing up by saying Yisrael Avinu, because that's a pasuk that we say by in Divayom. And lastly, the Pesach Tshuva actually says another big eitzah. If you said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, that means you already said Hashem's name, and you remember, whoa, I don't have to make any bracha here. You could finish up by saying Ato Anisam Kel Nosei Yisalem, which is something we say Friday night. What an amazing chap. Still, in all these cases, the Tzlach says you should say Baruch Shem Kol Machzor in order to fix the chisor and the lacking that one created. Next, Halacha Hey, a person makes a bracha on water, and then he hears that someone died in the neighborhood. Now, neighborhood means direct connections, meaning houses close to each other. There's a big discussion about whether it means houses on top of the same floor. And this is somewhat Kabbalistic, that when someone dies, you're supposed to pour all the water in your house out. Now, most people don't do this. In fact, the Pesach Tshuva is being done when it comes to bottled water, you don't have to. So it really refers to water that's a little bit, that was poured into this cup, and now you made a bracha, and you're about to drink, but you heard that someone died. So what a person does is that they drink a tiny bit, and then they pour the rest of the cup, the water, out. Next, halacha vav. When it comes to any suffix, we say suffix brachas lehakel. This applies to even birkas hatorah and me'ain shalos. The exception is birkas hamazon. If you're not sure if you said birkas hamazon or not, you should say it. Halacha zayin, the chiyuv, the obligation of saying 100 brachas a day. Everyone knows this from David HaMelech, but actually it starts from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught us ma Hashem shel mimach, and ma can be read as me'ah. And incredible how the Kitzur puts it. And when a person is careful with 100 brachas, it brings them to Yira and Ava, to being in awe and to be in love with the Rebbein Shem, to remember him all the time. The Kitzur also had something fascinating. There's 98 curses we know in the Tochach and Parshas Kisavei. And then the pasuk says, Gam kol choli, no sickness and no wound, no makkah. Altogether, it's 100. So the Kitzur explains, because these 100 brachas that we're careful with daily protect us. In fact, the tool, famous tool that says in the time of David HaMelech, 100 people were dying every single day, and then he realized that he had to fix it by instituting 100 brachas, which was already instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos and Yom Tov and the fast day is where the challenge is, because you have much less brachas, because the Shemoneh Esrei is much shorter. So therefore, one should try to be yotzei with a shliach tzibur, kriyas haTorah, all the different brachas throughout the evening. However, interesting that the best way, and according to the Baal HaTanya, it's actually me'akev, meaning if you have fruits and good smelling stuff, it's a big inyan to have these things on Shabbos, because this is how you're making up the 100 brachas. And according to Baal HaTanya, you shouldn't use the other methods when you have this method. And Baruch Hashem, we are blessed that we could definitely make sure that we have fruits and good smelling, like spices and hadassim, etc. Okay, halacha ches. Someone hears Hashem's name being said, you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. By Sfarim, they're very careful with this. When it comes to Ashkenazim, they're not so careful with this, and there's a little bit of a reason based on the Vilna Gaon. Now, a person hears a full bracha, was supposed to say Amen. Now, what does Amen mean? Amen, the simple understanding is, it is true what has just been said. So if you hear a bracha and you say Amen, think about what you just said. You said this is true, and I believe that this is what is being said is true. Now, there's another meaning to Amen when it comes to other types of blessings, like Atachonin, where there it's not only this is true, Hashem, you grace people with wisdom, but it should be so. Amen, Ken Yiratzon, you know, like the Sfaradim say. That's the idea of Amen. Two different meanings. When it comes to Kaddish, interesting, the kids have said there's really one meaning because it's all about the tefillah of the future. Yes, Hashem's name should be great. Yes, so we should already have the Geula, Yisboch, Yishtabach, etc. Last halacha, halacha test, a person is standing in a place where, meaning they're davening, that's a psukkah, where you're not supposed to answer, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shema, don't say it. Or if you need to be yotze, a bracha with someone else. Someone is being moitzi you, for example, the bracha of shofar, or the bracha, any bracha, or kiddush. Don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. And here there's a fascinating conclusion. The Baal HaTanya says, Efshal, that you're not Yoytze, and therefore you'd have to make your own Kiddush. Let's say if you said Baruch Hu Shmoy. I remember it happened to me it was quite embarrassing where I said Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy accidentally. The Maise, other Poiskim, including Amot Chal Yo, quotes based on the Sfar, the Shepoiskim, that a person is Yoytze, and therefore, La Halacha, if a person did say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, even when he's trying to be Yoytze, you do not have to repeat the Bracha. Have an amazing day.